Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sabres drop preseason game number 2 tonight in Columbus to the Blue Jackets. A 4-1 final. Lone goal coming from Jake McCabe back in period number 2, which tied things up at 1. But then Sherwood, Milano, and Dalpe all getting goals for the Blue Jackets. They get 2 in the third and go on to win it by that 4-1 score. Welcome into our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colzio. This is the Paul William Belts post-game show. Coming up in just a matter of moments here, Paul Hamilton, who's awaiting outside the Sabres dressing room as we speak, will have some player reaction to this one tonight as the Sabres drop their first one of the preseason so far through 2 games. Also, Paul will chat with Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger. We'll get his post-game comments coming up here along the way. We will get you highlights from this one and a look ahead to the weekend. With still 4 games to go in the preseason, Buffalo will have an official off day tomorrow, practice on Thursday, and then on Friday and Saturday, a pair of games with the Leafs. Friday night, they will be in Toronto, 7 o'clock puck drop. And then Saturday, at KeyBank Center, a home game at 7 o'clock. I'll have pregame at 6:45 for both of those. And, of course, we'll have Dan and Rob's call here along the way on the Sabres radio network. So Paul on his way into the room. We'll get interviews coming up here in just a moment. Tonight, in terms of, you know, anything to really get upset about, yeah, of course, you know, this team, you don't necessarily are rooting for them to lose, but I wouldn't sit here and say that it means anything one way or the other. On paper, Columbus may have had what you'd say the stronger NHL-type player lineup in tonight, just like the Sabres did last night in their game with Pittsburgh. All right, let's go to the room. Here's the goal scorer, Jake McCabe, live with Paul.
Jake, it seemed like it just took a little bit for you guys to get your feet under you, but while you were doing it, like Linus kept you guys in it.
Yeah, both our goalies played great tonight. Linus kept us in it early. Hammy comes in, first shots he sees are one-timers from the dot on a power play. So they did a great job for us tonight. Definitely started out on heels for probably the first 10. We got a little better in the second half of the first. Thought we played well in the second, and then glimpses of it in the third as well. Break down in front there, that's my guy in the back door. It makes it 3-1, and now we're chasing 2. So it's it was a good first game to get our feet under us, and looking forward to building the rest of the preseason.
Is that what you can kind of expect? It was the first game for all of you, so is that what you can kind of expect up and down in the first game?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just no matter how hard you work in the summer, you can't translate game speed. And so that's why these preseason games are so important to, really get your timing back and just certain situations that you're not, you haven't seen in 6 months. So it was a nice game. I thought we did some good things definitely to build on and a lot of things to learn from. So overall, a positive experience.
Was the bright spot on your goal, Victor Olsson? Seemed like he totally took the goaltender's eyes away from him.
Oh yeah, he couldn't see it at all. And that's credit. I think we had 2 guys in front, and that's, one thing that Ralph preaches for sure is getting traffic and bodies in front of the net, and good things happen.
Also challenging the fact that you guys only had a couple of practices, new coach, new system, different things you guys are working on.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, when you have mixed groups in preseason, and especially with new coaches, new system, there's going to be speed bumps, and we knew that going into it. So it's just, what you really want to see is just guys competing and make sure that we're, doing the right things and skating and being aggressive is really what we want to see the most.
Thank you, Jake. Jake McCabe and Rasmus Asplund speaking over here. I'll go right over.
To really build on and really do it to get the best chance I can to make the team.
Okay. Rasmus, it was an up and down game for the team. How about yourself? How do you feel you played throughout from start to finish?
I think I played like the team played, like you said. There was a lot of ups and downs, and then the game rocked a little bit back and forth there. But I think when we did the right things out there, I think we played pretty well.
Why do you think it took a while for you guys just to get your feet under, just because it was your first game? I mean, all of you? I mean, none of you had played a game yet.
Yeah, of course, it's a little bit rusty, and you need a couple of shifts there to get into it. But it's the same for Columbus, and they came out harder than us today, and that's something we have to fix for the next game here.
How much of a lift did Linus give you guys, especially in the first period?
He was huge for us there with a couple of big saves, and that's something you get energy from too, and you can build on that. So it was big for us.
As the game went on in the second period, you finally got some time in the zone. In the first period, I think maybe you had 2 forechecks, and that was it. What got you guys at least into the offensive zone in the second period?
I think when we kept it simple from down low, when we did that and did the right things, like I said, I think we played pretty well. And when we did the right things from our own end, I think we created some offense from it too.
What do you hear from Ralph on the bench, you know, when you're playing poorly and when you're playing well?
I think it was really positive during the whole game here, and he tried to get us going all the time. And I think he had got a good feeling into the team.
Thank you, Rasmus.
Thank you, guys.
Rasmus Asplund in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you. So there with Rasmus Asplund. And before that, the Buffalo goal scorer, defenseman Jake McCabe, who had the Sabres goal to tie things up at 1 in the second period. But then Cole Sheerwood ends up scoring at 15:48 of the second, which ends up being the game winner. Columbus gets some insurance in the third with a couple of more, and they go on to win it by a 4-1 score. Stay with us here. Paul's going to talk with Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger. We'll have his live postgame comments here coming up in just a moment. Also, we expect to hear from the goaltender Linus Allmark. All of our blue and gold locker reports are delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. You're hearing the players also giving credit to Linus Allmark. Speaking of Allmark, here he is now, live with Paul.
Lena, starting with the goal, it looked like coming across, you were screened on it. Did you see it at all?
Yeah. Well, I was a little slow there, trying to get a good one. So pass a little faster than me, and I got to beat the pass next time.
So you feel you could have gotten over quicker?
Yeah, I feel like I could have done that.
How about the rest of the game? You shut them out after that. It looked like you actually kept the team in the game before they could get their skates under them.
Well, it felt pretty good out there. You know, it takes a couple of minutes to get the groove on after a summer like this. But after a while, I think we played a pretty solid defensive game. So there was a lot of shots from the other perimeter, and those are a little easier to handle than those are coming right from the slot.
You look like you were tracking the puck well, but as you said, does it take a while to get that coming off of summer in your first game?
Yeah, it just kind of get the speed of it, the movements and everything like that. I mean, you can practice all summer how much you want, but when it comes to a game, it's a whole different beast to tame.
You had some, you know, I guess a difficult time late last season. How much did that really motivate you, you know, entering the summer, even going to this season?
A lot, obviously. You know, you're looking forward to this season and aiming to kind of up my lowest and just play my game for the whole season and not have any dips. You know, it's going to be one or two games that going to be bad, but I'm just going to try to keep them as few as possible.
Being the first year in the NHL, I would imagine, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, that you took a lot out of it. I mean, you learned a lot along the way, whether it was good or bad.
Yeah, you know, it's a long season, first of all. It's way different than being in minors with all the travels, with all the time zones, different changes, and just being there and every night was tough. So coming into this year, I think it's going to be a lot easier mentally because you're prepared for everything a lot more.
Is the focus of your technique maybe be more consistent? Especially, I mean, you're so athletic sometimes that, you know, it can, there's a little fine line there, right?
No, it's always good to work on the technique part of the game, but it's just a small part nowadays. You know, it's the game is so fast, you gotta be athletic all the time. You know, it's just gotta let that balance take over all the time to not let the puck through you. And you know, I think it comes down to more of a mental aspect of the game to, like I said before, to be there every night, every practice, and every session.
Now that you know what to expect, did you prepare differently in the summer? Did you work out differently during the summer now that you know what to expect?
Well, like I said, it's been more of a mental aspect. Like, I felt good during the whole season. But coming into this one, we have a lot of great personnel behind us that we can work on. And KD, special, our mental coach, is terrific. So whenever there's any doubts or any questions, I just talk to her.
How helpful has Mike Bales been for you the last couple of weeks, just getting to know him and working with him, you know, in these early days?
I mean, we're still feeling each other out. You know, it's we only met each other a couple of times. You know, it's only been since the start of camp. So, but, you know, I've had utmost respect for him. He's done a great job in Pittsburgh and also in Carolina. So I'm looking forward to what season has to come for us.
Thank you, Linus. Linus Allmark on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, good stuff there from the Sabres netminder. Allmark, after letting one in when Benstrom scored on the power play 52 seconds in, was pretty solid the rest of the way. In fact, for his period and a half of work, he was perfect the rest of the way. And then Andrew Hammond came in and was in goal for the remainder of the Blue Jacket tallies as they go on to win it by a 4-1 score. Sabres 1-1 now in the preseason. But I liked a couple of things what Allmark said there. By the way, stay tuned here. Ralph Kruger, any moment with Paul. Allmark, first of all, saying how he realizes that he's going to have bad games. Like, just, you're a goalie, you play a lot in the NHL, and you're going to have bad games. And it's, he's saying how he's going to react maybe a little differently from it and maybe not get so down as much. So I kind of like to hear that as well. But the travel, the fact that having being ready to play, said how it differed from the AHL. The schedule is definitely different. The AHL, if you don't really know, sometimes they play 3-3, and they've got bus rides in between. And where here, a lot of it, as we said, he said, travel, it could be all over the country. You're going back and forth. And I'm intrigued to see how the goalies play themselves out this year. Now, I guess officially last year you'd label Carter Hutton as the number one goaltender. There was a while there, remember, where Linus Allmark started to play better, kind of around the halfway point of the season. And it was a while, it felt like Phil Housley would not succumb to the point that, yes, Allmark was playing better, why wouldn't you play more? And why wouldn't he play more? And he kept kind of talking about the schedule, and that, you know, it, and that was one of the things, maybe, you know, part of the reason maybe why Phil Housley ultimately is not coaching this team anymore, is sometimes I thought his awareness was poor in terms of what goalie to go in. And, well, if this guy played great, even though the team lost, if you remember, Housley said, well, I'll switch goalies, even though, you know, Allmark might have stood on his head, lost the game 1-0, but, oh, the team lost, so we'll go back to Carter Hutton for the next game. And it just didn't quite make sense. But if you remember how the season played out, Hutton played really well to start. Then, of course, during that 10-game win streak, everybody played great. But then around that late December, early January, Allmark started to play better. And then through January and February, a lot of talk, including with myself, was Phil Housley needs to play Linus Allmark more. He's giving them the best chance to win. And it seemed like Housley was kind of stuck in the rut of his, quote, schedule, and that, well, Hutton is supposed to go next, and, well, the team lost, even though Allmark played great, so I got to switch goalies, and just didn't make sense. So I'm curious now, Kruger obviously coming in brand new, not necessarily ties to either one, and I wouldn't expect maybe to be a label that somebody has to be one. You'd hope somebody would step up. All right, here's the Sabres head coach now, Ralph Kruger, live in Columbus with Paul Hamilton.
Well, first, Coach, a little different. You had your legs under you quickly last, and it was their first game, but this tonight, it was their first game. Yeah. It seemed like it took them a while to get their legs, didn't it?
Yeah, no, there's no question that this group had the full program of 4 days, and now the fifth day on the ice, and you could feel it looked a little sluggish at the start. We did like some things that developed again in the second period. First period we thought was a little flat, and there was moments where we found our game, and we created some nice ozone time. But in the third, I think that goal went the 2-1 went in the second a little bit against the run of play, and then in the third, you know, we put on a good fight, but in the end didn't really do enough to deserve to win here today.
What do you do when your team is like that? I mean, you're behind the bench. What are you trying to do to get them going?
Well, we were rotating some lines around. We tried some other formations just to get guys thinking and talking and communicating. And, when Wilson went in just to, for evaluation, we were down to 11 forwards. So that gave that opportunity. We tried to bring some life into the group. But we've been practicing without any respect for the games, which you well know. Mm-hmm. And, that possibly showed up. But I don't want to look for excuses. It's more that, the structure of the game, the principles we did and didn't do that we need to look at on Thursday.
What happened to Wilson?
We're going to evaluate him when he gets back, when we get back to Buffalo. But at the moment, it was just a lower body situation that we want to evaluate.
Was it breakouts from your own zone that were problematic tonight?
Yeah, getting out under pressure was something that we expected to be difficult here in Columbus. They play a pretty simple straight line game. They come with big bodies at us, and you have to remember a lot of guys, it's been many, many months since they had people run at them, and I thought we, again, adjusted better in the second, and we were able to get away from that pressure and just never use the ozone time properly, though.
You talk a lot about fundamentals, and just the fundamental passing tonight didn't seem to be there for you, was it?
No, I mean, we were. It was a little bit of a chippy game, I thought, both ways, though, too. And, you know, the shot clock got more equal than it was at the start of the game, but that's not what we're playing for here. And I think there was definitely some execution, especially also on the power play. We have to be more efficient, and with the skill we had in those PPs, we would have liked to have seen a few more opportunities.
Was there any particular reason you had Sam on the point early on in the power play?
But they were just rotating. There's a lot of movement on that PP. He's definitely, he was spotted more down below the goal line and or on the hash mark. And they just did some cycling. We like to keep the power play moving. We like guys, we don't want it to be a static power play. And, you know, Sam and anybody could end up there sometimes. But that's not the main position for Sam.
Encouraged to see that Linus looked sharp, especially with a couple of high danger chances that he saw.
Yeah, I thought Linus recovered well from that early goal against, and he gave us a chance and bought us time to find our legs and find our game. But Linus definitely left a good mark today.
What's going to be the process the next day or so to watch these past two games and then obviously use, you know, gather the lessons, then teach them heading into the next game?
Well, as you well know, the players have off tomorrow. They deserve a rest now. They need to gather some energy, whereas we coaches will look at what now some actual tape from these two games. We'll look for things that confirm what we want to do to get that into the player's mind, but also individually we'll be looking at a lot of lessons that we've seen here. It's also been excellent for us to evaluate. You get to know the players so much better than in practice, you know, standing behind the bench for those two games. And so we will be spending a day evaluating, and on Thursday you'll be seeing some new looks for sure.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, everybody.
Coach Ralph Krueger on the post game, Brian. And Brian, as we take a look throughout the game, I mean, he'll have a lot of corrections when he looks at that tape. And it was their first game as a group. They did have one more ice session than the group yesterday did, so it was five straight days on the ice, as he said. But, you know, he's going to look at that, and he talks about corrections. Casey Mittelstadt had a really, really rough day. I mean, I would say, you know, as he watches Casey's game, you know, he's going to see what Casey had at his worst. And I'm not saying Casey Mittelstadt can't play this year, won't be able to play this year, or it's just like last year. It's one preseason game. It's his first preseason game out there. I'm not going to make evaluations on that. I think it's way, way too early to start making evaluations on that. But certainly, I'm very interested to see, because, you know, Coach Krueger talks a lot about corrections. And, Casey will be a work in progress, and there are going to be a lot of corrections as he watches this game. And, you know, we'll see where he is on Thursday when we probably will have some new lines.
I think that's probably a wish of any coach at any sport, Paul, right? Is that, okay, you're a human being, you're not a robot, you're going to make mistakes. But after we address them, it's how you react next. And do these same mistakes come back? Especially if they turn into decision-making sort of things, too, where that you can control these things. So I'm guess going forward with Mittelstadt, I mean, here's a guy that people are probably expecting him to maybe take a jump and contribute more offensively. And obviously tonight that wasn't maybe what Ralph Krueger is going to want, but it'll be curious to see how he goes forward.
He may or may not, but I'm not going to judge it on tonight.
Right.
Definitely not. I mean, any of them. I'm not going to judge the players, you know, on one game last night, and I'm not going to judge them on one game tonight. I mean, it's one preseason game. Everybody got to play except for Ristolainen and Johansson, and that was by design. I mean, Coach said before the first game that's the way he was going to do it. They'll play against Toronto on the weekend. But, it's like Jeremy talks about with the preseason pledge for the football games. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous to be judging a player right now either way after anything we've seen in yesterday's game or today's game. It's one game. You know, we'll get through the weekend in Toronto where, you know, guys get a second game and then they get a couple against Pittsburgh. And then I think we can make better evaluations than we can after one preseason game.
Right. Paul, let's finish with a positive thing. All the players you spoke with, including Ralph Krueger, the coach, had nice things to say about Linus Allmark tonight. As they obviously, he kept that team in it, the Sabres, while they were kind of struggling to get going.
I liked what he said on the goal, too, and we talked about it. Yes, he was screened, but he should have got over there faster. He should have read it faster, and he was a little bit slow getting over. His first action, too. You know, he's coming right out of summer, so, I mean, if he has that slow reaction, we're in game 15. That's a little worse than on game number one in the preseason when you're coming out of summer. So interesting to hear how he treated the off season, how he feels, what he feels he needs to do to be better. And moving forward, we'll see how he is. But yeah, overall, I thought a very good performance. 19 saves and half a game of work, and so far so good.
Absolutely. Paul, have a safe trip back, and we'll talk to you Friday in Toronto.
Sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton there in Columbus. Sabres lose tonight in Columbus by a 4-1 score. Ralph Kruger's press conference, by the way, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. Yeah, Allmark, very good throughout. We'll have a little bit more on him, a couple of highlights, and a look ahead to the weekend schedule here. But for all of our local affiliates, we'll say goodnight to you at this point. We'll talk to you Friday at 7 with the Sabres in Toronto against the Leafs as the preseason rolls on then. For all of you on WGR, one more segment of the Paul William Belts postgame when we return. I'm Brian Colziel. Final again, Columbus 4, Buffalo 1. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Blue Jackets from behind their own net. Good pass up the left wing as they gain the Buffalo zone. Shot goes well wide of the goal, tended by Allmark. Another shot, deflection in front, and Linus Allmark with a pad save on the second chance to rob the Blue Jackets and keep the game at 1-0.
Linus Allmark, easy to argue tonight. Buffalo's best player. Save right there on Sam Vigneault late in the first period to keep it a 1-0 Columbus game. And that give Allmark not only we'll call that the moment of the game right there for Linus Allmark. Brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. And Allmark, very good tonight for the Sabres. While we're at it, he gets the high-impact player of the game honors. Brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. All right, let's keep you up with the highlights. So it was a 1-0 Columbus game. As we said at that point, Allmark makes a big save at the end of the first. It's a 1-0 game heading to period number two. This is where Buffalo gets on the board. Their only tally, courtesy of Jake McCabe.
Going to hem them in their own zone as they play it deep. Kivlenix plays it behind the net. Sabres going to intercept this one, interrupting the breakout, if you will. Here's McCabe with a shot, and a rocket beats Kivlenix, and this game is tied at 1.
McCabe's slapper from the point goes in. Olofsson doing a great job to screen in front of the net. That's the only goal for the Sabres. We'll make it the goal of the game tonight. Brought to you by Revine Spine Center. Our only goal is getting back to you. 1-1 there. A few minutes later, though, Columbus gets the lead back. The shot going off of Andrew Hammond's glove and right in, and Cole Sherwood puts the Blue Jackets back on top.
Buffalo changing and Columbus doing the same as Werenski carries in, drops it off, and the shot goes off of Hammond and into the back of the net. Cole Sherwood makes it 2-1.
All right, so Sherwood right there with the game winner. Made it a 2-1 game with 4:12 to go in period two. We go to the third, and this gave Columbus some nice comfort with just a little more than 5 to go. Sonny Milano makes it a 2-goal lead.
Nash met by Sobotka in the corner. Then Nash walks out with it, and a one-timer here at the near post by Sonny Milano. Once again, third time we've heard that tonight, 3-1.
So Milano getting his goal at 14:22 of the third. That made it 3-1, and then with just about a minute and a half left, Zach Dalpe scoring to make it 4-1, and that is your final. 4-1 Columbus. Those are your highlights. Buffalo dropping to 1-1 in the preseason. All right, so let's set the schedule here for the rest of the way as Buffalo continues on here with their preseason schedule. Next game is Friday. They begin a home-and-home. That is with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So Friday night in Toronto, and then Saturday night back at KeyBank Center. Both those games, 7 o'clock, we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Then it pushes into the following week, where the Sabres will have 2 preseason games left. Wednesday the 25th, home game at KeyBank Center against the same Columbus Blue Jackets. And then on Saturday the 28th, a 4 o'clock game in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. That will close out the preseason. And yes, we are getting closer and closer to regular season hockey. The 3rd of August, Thursday night, the Sabres open the season in Pittsburgh against Sidney Crosby and the Penguins. Of course, we'll have that game and all 82 games right here on the Sabres Radio Network. And then Saturday the 5th against the Devils, who I think are very, very much improved. Jack Hughes scoring last night for the Devils in their first preseason game. Hughes and the Devils will be here on Saturday the 5th for the Sabres opener. After they go to Pittsburgh to start, the Sabres then play four of their next five at home. And they've got the Devils at Columbus on Monday the 7th, and then home Montreal, home Florida, home Dallas. So there you go. And then they go out west to California with Anaheim, Los Angeles, and San Jose. So there's kind of the early look at October. But NHL opening night is Wednesday, October 2nd. The Blues will kind of take the center stage that night. They'll get the banner raising. They're part of the opening night. A small set of games, and then a huge chunk of the teams open up their schedule, as do the Sabres on Thursday, October 3rd. Okay, that'll put a wrap here on our Paul William Belts postgame for tonight. I want to thank Kyle Powell, our producer here in our Amherst studios, Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Columbus, and for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. My name is Ryan Coltiel. I thank you for listening. Again, the final, Columbus 4, Buffalo 1. Talk to you Friday, Sabres and Leafs from Toronto, right here on the Sabres Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.